More criminals around the world are discovering tools that let them spy on hundreds of thousands of people over the internet, and they're stealing credit card numbers, bank accounts, and other sensitive information in much greater numbers. At the same time, email scams are suddenly seeing a big spike in activity. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
If you're one of those people who doesn't pay much attention to virus protection software or upgrade it very often, you may want to listen to this. Worms, viruses, and programs called keystroke loggers are flying around the internet trying to steal your personal information. Some of this technology has been around for years, but security experts say organized crime and other groups are learning to use it in creative ways. Just by surfing the web and visiting familiar and trusted websites, you can get infected.
So a user visits one of these sites, a clothing retailer. In one case, we had a used car, a very popular used car site, a place where you can get car prices.
Marcus Sox is the director of the SANS Internet Storm Center, one of the main internet security groups that responds to virus and worm attacks. SANS works with and trains police, the FBI, and private sector companies. Sox says earlier this summer, a group of criminals who may have been operating out of Russia hacked into upwards of 500 legitimate websites. They planted some code in them to infect any of the tens or perhaps hundreds of thousands of computer users that visited those sites with a little JavaScript.
The JavaScript on your machine then points your browser, you don't know it's doing this, to a Russian site, the drop site as we like to call it, sitting in Russia, that contained the additional instructions for installing the keystroke loggers and the other monitoring software that went onto your machine.
A keystroke logger is a little spyware program that sits silently in the background and watches what you type. Experts say organized crime groups have been hiring unemployed computer programmers around the world to design these programs. The keystroke loggers can look for credit card numbers or record everything you type when you're in an online banking session. This latest one out of Russia then stored that information in a file, Marcus Sox.
A little secret file that you don't know is there. Would after a while just automatically send all that information back to another site, again this time in Russia. Very scary because the keys that you're typing in could be your username, your password, account information, your PIN number, dates of birth, mother's maiden name, all of the little shared secrets for a bank account information, credit card information.
Sox's team was able to get inside one of the offshore computer servers used in a similar attack and found upwards of 10,000 individual credit card numbers or other accounts. That's just from one location. There's also been a big increase in lower-tech email scams. These essentially spam millions of people, fishing for the small percentage who get fooled into giving away their account numbers. There are so many of these so-called phishing emails out there now that I got one while working on this story. The email was supposedly from Citibank, and ironically, it said that to safeguard myself from identity theft, I needed to quickly confirm my banking account details.
It's a very typical phishing attempt in the sense that it pretends to be from Citibank, but really isn't.
Johannes Ulrich at the SANS Internet Security Center says the email I received had just been detected a couple of hours earlier, and it is a bogus phishing email, even though it has the image of Citibank's logo on it and looks official.
If you're clicking on the image, you'll be redirected to a fake Citibank site, which luckily has been shut down by now, but this site would have asked you for your credit card number, account number, PIN, user ID.
Ulrich says there weren't too many of these bogus emails around just last year, but he says in recent months they've spread and become a serious problem. He says emails purporting to be from PayPal, Citibank, eBay, and others are being sent out sometimes to millions of people in a single day. Peter Cassidy is with the Anti-Phishing Working Group, which formed late last year. The group works with major banks and law enforcement and asks consumers to send in reports of these scams when they see them.
It's absolutely overwhelming. When we first opened the door, we got, scores of them, and it exploded, absolutely exploded in December. It just raced up 300 or 400% during December. And even since the first of the year, we've had a sevenfold increase in the number of attacks.
Most big banks and credit card companies don't say what their losses are, but they say to keep this in perspective, they're still seeing more credit card theft due to lost or stolen wallets, purses, and mail. And most security experts agree that it can still be reasonably safe to do online commerce and banking, but they recommend updating your virus software once a week. Some suggest using a separate credit card for online shopping or a new type of card that gives you different numbers for each online purchase. They also say to avoid peer-to-peer music trading sites and porn sites, as those have been favorite conduits for crooks looking to break into your computer. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.